Chapter 7. The month had gone by very quickly. Everything was ready. After the wedding, we were going to go away to Europe. Miss Varens was going to school. I had terrible nightmares. One was that Mr. Rochester was taken far away from me. Another was that Thornfield was nothing more than ruins. The night before, I had gone to bed and woken up to a horrible monster leaning over me. She had long hair, horrible eyes, and black skin. My wedding veil was torn in half and lying on the floor. When I woke up the next morning, I thought I had been dreaming, but the veil was lying on the floor. I thought it must have been Grace. I was sure that she had set fire to Mr. Rochester's bedroom and hurt Mr. Mason. I told Mr. Rochester about my dreams and about the veil. It was the night before our wedding. I had promised to sit and talk to him the night before our wedding. He was scared when I told him about the veil. He promised to tell me everything in a year and a day. He made me promise to sleep in Miss Farrance's bed that night and lock the door. The next morning I put on my wedding dress. Mr. Rochester and I went to the church together. There were two men who were waiting at the church. We didn't have any guests. Before the wedding was over, one of them stopped the vicar. Mr. Rochester already has a wife. Her name is Bertha Mason, one of the two men said. He was a lawyer. The other man was Mr. Mason. Mr. Rochester was very angry. She is alive and living at Thornfield. I am her brother. I saw her. She attacked me, Mr. Mason said. Only Mr. Rochester and his servants live there. You are lying, said the vicar. No, it is true. All of you come to the house. You can see her. She is a witch and mad, like the rest of her family. Jane knew nothing of this, Mr. Rochester said to the three men. We went back to Thornfield. Mr. Rochester shouted at everyone. He was upset and angry. We went up to the room that was always locked. Mr. Rochester opened the door. Grace was cooking on the fire, but there was someone else in the room, or rather something else. In the corner, a monster ran from one wall to the other. It growled and howled. Good morning, Grace, Mr. Rochester said. Good morning, sir. Please be careful, Grace replied. I looked at the monster. It was the same monster who tore my veil. The monster was Mrs. Bertha Rochester. She attacked Mr. Rochester. She tried to kill him. When Mr. Rochester had fought her off, he sent us away. He stayed with his wife. The lawyer spoke to me. You are not to blame. Mr. Mason will tell your uncle about it when he goes home. They told me that Mr. Mason knew Mr. Eyre and that the letter about my wedding to Mr. Rochester made Mr. Mason come to Thornfield. Mr. Eyre was very sick and had sent Mr. Mason to save me from Mr. Rochester. Then they left Thornfield. Mr. Mason was scared of Mr. Rochester. I went to my room and took off the wedding dress. I locked my door. I wasn't going to be Mrs. Rochester. I wanted to die. I lay on my bed and made a plan. I had to leave Thornfield. I got up and opened the door. Mr. Rochester was sitting outside it. "You came out at last," he said. "I waited for you to yell at me. I was ready for it. I didn't mean to hurt you. I love you." "Will you forgive me?" he asked. "Yes. I don't want to talk. I need water," I said. Mr. Rochester picked me up and carried me downstairs. I ate and drank. Mr. Rochester took care of me. He tried to kiss me. I didn't let him. "I must leave," I told him. "We both will. I will close the house. I will pay Grace and Mrs. Fairfax to stay here with my wife." "We will go somewhere else," he said. I held his hand and cried. He told me about his wife and how she had hated and used him. He told me how I had brought him back to life. "I love you," I said, "but that is the last time I can say it. I must leave you." "For how long?" he asked. "For the rest of my life," I replied. I kissed his cheek and left him. "If you leave me, I will have nothing. I will have no happiness. You are everything to me. Please don't go. Stay and tell me you love me. I need you. We will go away somewhere and you will be Mrs. Rochester," Mr. Rochester cried. "Farewell forever," I said. I wanted to stay, but I knew I had to leave. I packed my things and said goodbye to Miss Varens, Mrs. Fairfax, and the nurse. I left Thornfield. I walked down the road and took a carriage as far away as I could. I slept by the road. I had nothing. I begged at a village for food and work. No one helped me. The vicar was away. I found a farm that night. I begged the farmer for a piece of bread. He gave me some. I slept in the forest. It rained. I was not safe. I kept walking and begging. I walked onto a moor. It was still raining. I saw a light and walked towards it. It was a house. An old woman lived there with two young ladies. I watched them for a while. Then I knocked on the door. The old woman opened it. I asked her if I could have some bread and somewhere to sleep for one night. She gave me the bread and a penny and tried to send me away. I begged her to let me in. She closed the door. "Open the door," a man said. "Is that you, Mr. St. John Rivers?" the old woman asked. "Yes, let me in and bring this girl in too," he said. He took me into the house, and the two young ladies, his sisters, took care of me. I told them my name was Jane Elliot. I didn't want Mr. Rochester to find me. He might have come looking for me. They asked me where I had come from and what had happened. I couldn't answer them. "Then what do you want from us?" Mr. St. John Rivers asked. "Nothing," I said. "You mean that now you have a little food and a drink, we can throw you out into the rain on the moor?" Diana Rivers asked. "Yes," I said. The old woman was told to come and look after me. Mr. St. John Rivers and his sisters left the room to talk about me. I was very tired and cold. I felt better thanks to the bread and milk they had given me. I sat and waited for them to send me away. The old woman sat with me and gave me more milk. Mary came back to the room and spoke to the old woman. When I had finished my milk, the old woman took me up the stairs, took my wet clothes, and gave me a warm bed to sleep in. I went to sleep and thanked God for protecting me. I was so tired that I soon fell asleep.